to your apartment with my pair of red shoes to be cut up.
You were preparing for your art show that I was going to be in and that you'd recruited me to be in, and I was so fascinated by it. And I understood that I needed to bring a pair of shoes that were going to be cut and that the soles were going to be glued to this long piece of wood with other people's shoe soles, and that I'd be dancing on those soles for a night. And mm-hmm. I just walked in, and you were a frenzy of energy.
You struggled. You thought really hard about what pair of shoes you were going to bring, right?
Yeah. And because I thought...
What was the struggle?
Well, the struggle was I could bring a pair of shoes that I didn't like. Oh, good. You know, I'll bring these because I can cut them up and mm-hmm. I can destroy them.
Okay.
But I got the sense, and this is part of this moment, I think, that this was actually important. This wasn't the place to bring my discards. This was the place to bring something that mattered. So I brought a pair of shoes that I actually thought were wonderful. And that...
They were beautiful red sandals.
Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to bring these special shoes, these shoes that I feel beautiful in. I'm going to bring these to be cut up and glued onto this long board. And these are the ones I'm going to dance in.
Yeah. They were so distinct from everyone else's because they had a little bit of heel. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone was afraid to bring heels because they knew they were going to have to dance in those for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you just brought like these elegant red sandals of your inherited?
No, I mean, they had been my mom's.
Okay.
And I had liked them and she'd let me take them. And I think that that's what I also thought about is, well, what shoes would I wear out dancing?
Awesome.
And so, well, these red heels I would wear out dancing.
Right.
And so I wouldn't probably be out dancing in flat sneakers.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I think that's the image of them. I'm coming in. I've got my red shoes to give you. And there's a frenzy of activity. And I think I identified with, you know, activity frenzy. But there was something in the act of it and then the bringing of it and then you sitting there cutting it, that it was something that has been a theme, I feel like, of knowing you and being with you, which is how what is important can be very flipped. And the thing that one thinks is important, you know, the thing that would go, you know, in a history book or up in an article, that's not the important thing.
That's the thing to destroy.
Right. It's the other thing. And suddenly this act of cutting up these red shoes, putting them on this board, dancing on them for one evening, never seeing them again, this was important.
And
wait, do I get that from you?
We just had this watermelon and like we just... It was a half of a whole watermelon, wasn't it? Okay.
I was picturing
pieces and I just like realized, no, it was a half of a watermelon.
That was the whole thing. There was no decent way to eat it.
I just feel like such a child with you.
Yeah.
But you're also the person I call when like I have to make like an adult decision. But that moment, we weren't making any adult decisions. And you gave me this absurd permission.
So I think there was this moment of, well, what are we going to do? And it was like, well, clearly we just have to stick our entire faces into
in
this half watermelon.
Everything so exquisitely beautiful has like this underbelly of like danger or risk. The idea there would be like that we would topple this tower. I was like, oh my God, I hurt Marjorie's feelings.
Yeah. I think it was the kind of thing where you thought, well, of course Marjorie will understand. People don't often know I need them. You didn't know. If you didn't know that I needed you, then I must really be leaving something out.
You brought a lot of me with you when you showed up on the roof. You required presence of me in a way that I really needed. And you like pulled all of my parts together and I was so grateful for that.
It's funny because I remember writing my scooter down that winding. I got the scooter after my car was destroyed in the tornado. And
you know
how, as things go in the Midwest, and like riding down that kind of very steep gravel road to your warehouse down there, and then climbing out of your window to sit on the roof. It's funny that you said that I brought parts of you together, because I felt like that's where I, like, the parts of me got to just spill open.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of marbles, and I got to just let all of that out and be loose with the pieces. And I think that's maybe one of those ways where the difference really works.
Where we're different, yeah.
I didn't have to have my shit together with mm-hmm. you. I could just let go and let all the pieces flow, and then you could pick up this one and say, well, wait a minute, what about this piece here? What about that piece there? I haven't heard anything about this. Or how could you possibly ignore that beautiful little marble that's about to roll off the edge of the roof?
The documentation of love. That's what I wanted to do with you.